This is
Molly, and you're listening to CFRC.
You gotta say her band name.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston,
Ontario.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
Hi, this is Seth Hunt from The Backsteps.
And this is Luke Garrison from The Backsteps. And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM.
Good morning, Kingston. This is your indie wake-up call. Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, comedian, and even local. Indie wake-up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello, bands. Who is playing with the London Symphony Orchestra? Come on, people. Somebody order the London Symphony Orchestra. Possibly while high. Cypress Hill, I'm looking in your direction.
Hey, man, did we order an orchestra? What's up with this orchestra, man? Where'd the orchestra come from?
I don't know, man.
They didn't tell me about this, man. We gotta do something.
Yeah, we think we did. Do you know Insane in the Brain?
We mostly know classical, but we could give it a shot.
Take a walk and cruise the strip at night.
Looks like you got a question in your eyes.
You win some, lose some, baby, who's got the time?
That's right. Sand City Lights.
Spin the wheel around and roll the dice.
Death Valley High.
Gonna let it run like the devil's son tonight.
And ruby red naga high. I bet my life on snake eyes, I don't mind.
Cigarette burns on my black Levi's.
Vegas gonna put my name up in lights tonight.
Sand City Lights.
Spin the wheel around and roll the dice.
Death Valley High.
Gonna let it run like the devil.
I don't know what it is. A tweet up, up a tweet up.
Tweet up.
Tweet up.
There it is. Hello, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Are mics on? Are we just singing along?
Mics are definitely on.
Good gravy.
Yeah. We're having a good time, though, as always.
As always on Indie Morning Wednesday. Good morning, everybody. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is CFRC
101.9.
The place to be.
It's a good time all the time.
It's always a good time. Thanks for tuning in. We are live. It's a Wednesday morning. We're down here in the lower level of Carruthers Hall, Queen's University campus. House of Learned Doctors.
Yes.
Everyone around here just walking around wearing stethoscopes.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Very, very bright. You know, everyone has like a little light bulb on top of their head.
It's weird.
And it's lit.
And it's always lit. They're always coming up with ideas here.
Yes.
Well, you're here with, I'm Jeff the Idea Man.
And I'm
Simone the Intellectual.
Oh, yeah? I don't know about that, but I try my best to keep up with you.
Thank you. We're going to teach you all how to groove and how to funk and how to rock out for the next 2 hours. We got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, a lot of some new stuff too.
Brand new. We just
heard
brand new from Orville Peck and Beck. Peck and Beck.
Yeah.
That was their track, Death Valley High. Mm-hmm. I almost said Sweet Valley High.
I know. Me too.
But I just...
Do you remember the song?
No.
I think it goes, "You can be a Sweet Valley girl going out with a Sweet Valley guy.
Good
Living
Lord.
In a Sweet Valley world.
What have I gotten myself
now
into?
Now Sweet Valley High.
The Sweet Valley High. So I... Amazing. Fantastic.
I remember it.
So we...
I wanted it. I didn't get the game though.
No?
No.
We need Beck to cover that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a college radio station without playing a little Beck.
Yeah.
I think.
Beck.
Beck!
Yeah.
Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
You got us here till 10 o'clock. We're going to be talking food from our glorious sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
We're going to be talking about movie and TV stuff. We got some Kevin Costner developments.
Yeah. We always like to see what's going on with him. That stoic, you know, faraway look he's always got.
Maybe he's playing baseball.
You know what? Like, he's a serious dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, you got to think about going to talk to him. It's like, oh, I gotta go talk to dad. And it's like you're wringing your hands because you're nervous.
He's America's dad, that guy.
Yeah.
We're also going to be talking about some events that are coming up in town. We got some crazy stuff going on.
And our lives.
Exactly. We've had a week.
We have, haven't we?
Indeed. Well, we're going to get back to it. It's a little bit after 8 o'clock, so we're going to get back to the tunes. And then next break, we're going to be talking about our lives.
Yeah.
So we got another new one coming up. This is from Canada's own Goldie Boutillier. Is that how you say your name?
I don't know. Boutillier.
Yep. This is
a new one called
The Angel and the Saint. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
This is CFRC.
101.9. We'll be right back.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
My name is Zweig.
Lowenstein.
Me tratas mal. Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Did it have enough bass in my voice? Did it sound strong, forceful?
It could use some work.
Some work?
But you're fine.
Okay, yeah, we'll try again.
Indeed. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
That's terrible.
I don't think that was terrible. I think that was pretty good.
It's negative reinforcement.
It's pretty smooth.
I'll keep
it's
beating like, you.
It's you're approaching the Barry White level.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Anything for a lady. Like I said, my name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is CFRC, the place to be.
Here we are.
Here we are.
So what's going on in your life,
what's
Jeff?
Going
how's
on in
the
my
week
life?
Been?
The week's been fantastic. I've had two instances where people from that I haven't seen in like 20 years came into Old Farm and like said hello. And it's like, oh, how have you been? You know, what's your name again? That kind of thing.
You okay?
So I had one fella who came in yesterday by the name of Dave. He's going to Queens right now to get his, he's going to teacher's college.
Yep.
To become a tech teacher, but he's also a champion level saxophone player.
Ooh.
Used to play in a band with the bass player of Smell a Ship, who we're listening to right now.
Nice.
And so
connections.
The connections, right?
Yeah.
So we got an Old Farm Fine Foods grilled cheese. Say that three times fast.
Old Farm.
Say it.
Oh, you got me. You got me. Old farm fine foods grilled cheese.
Yeah, so we got one of those. And so he texted me back to let me know how good the sandwich was. But then we saw on Facebook Messenger that we had also been texting in 2007.
Really?
And it was like me being like, hey, Dave, can I join your band? Or like, hey, Dave, you guys want to play at my birthday party? And then nothing until now. Until now. And he's like, hey, man, great grilled cheese. So that's what's going on in my life. Just random occurrences of like people I haven't seen in like decades coming
nice.
In.
Nice. That's pretty nice.
How about yourself?
Well, you know, I'm pretty much a daily hypochondriac.
Awesome.
So once again, I felt like something was wrong with me as
you
always.
You look sick.
I do look sick. And I thought, oh, my leg, it's numb. I don't know what's going on. And so I thought, should I go to the walk-in clinic? Should I go to the emergency? And decided on the emergency because, well, they've got everything there. And so I went and just the way that things go and how I normally am, I started panicking.
Yeah.
I had a full-on panic attack, which is great, but they gave me some stuff for it.
Ooh, do you still have some?
Empty your
pockets.
Yeah, it's somewhere. And had my CT scan.
You got a CT scan.
I did. They put me inside of the thing.
The tube?
The tube.
The tube.
Yes.
I've had the tube done.
Yeah, that's where I started freaking out.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
But they were very, very nice. Shout out to Megan and Joel in the CT scan department or whatever it's called. They were so nice to me.
Excellent.
And so I made it through. They gave me a tuna sandwich.
Nice.
You know, so that was pretty nice.
Did you get to lie there in the CT scan eating a tuna sandwich?
No, they didn't let me bring food into the CT scan, no.
That'd be kind of cool.
They didn't
let
me do that. But when all was said and done, I thought, I'm going to treat myself with Tim Hortons.
Oh,
yes.
Well done.
Yeah. So I had some croissants, I had an old-fashioned plain.
Classic.
You know?
But you're fine.
But I'm fine.
You're okay.
I'm okay.
You got any... Did they let you keep the pictures of, like, your brain image? Like...
Well, you know what? I wanted to ask, but I thought, you know what? I've caused so much drama already.
You're not
with
feeling
all these
well.
People. I've got all these people flying around me. Oh, she's panicking. We got to give her something. We got to move her out of here and put her back in a place where she can calm down. Too much drama with me. So I thought, you know what? I think I'll just let it be.
It's probably in your medical file somewhere.
Yeah,
you could probably just write them a letter and request it.
Yeah, it's
pinned
there
fridge.
Somewhere. But it was okay. You know, as usual, I had to spend a long time there, but it was okay. Unfortunately, it seemed to be a night where everyone coming in had fallen down the stairs.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of slip and falls.
A lot of slip and falling down the stairs.
No kidding. So that CT scan would have been used quite a lot, I guess.
Yeah. So that was kind of interesting, but...
But you're fine.
But I'm fine.
Jeez Louise, Simone. I don't know what I'd do if something happened to you.
Yeah, what would you do?
I'd just pack it in.
Move
to the woods.
Move to the woods.
Stick and bindle.
Oh my goodness.
Use a soup can to make a little fire.
Would you still wear Hawaiian shirts in memory of
Oh
me?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but I would just let the beard grow and I'd write poetry and no one would see me for decades.
That
Jeff, I thought he was dead.
That's so touching.
Well, thank you. My brother actually, he's been on the show a few times. Handsome Grant had a bit of a spell this past week as well. He's okay.
He's okay.
He's fine, but he had a bit of a car accident.
A bit of a car accident?
His car left the road. He was up around Clarington, Ontario, and I guess there's a stretch of highway that's not the best.
Right.
And so his Lexus might be a bit of a write-off.
Are you serious?
He's fine. He bumped his head. He had the paramedics check him out.
Oh, my goodness.
He might go in for a CT scan if he still has, like, headaches and stuff. But he's fine. But he was just, like, you know, barreling down the highway.
Oh,
and there
goodness.
Was a turn that wasn't marked very well. And
really?
Car into the, like, through a yield sign and into the woods. And apparently it's a notorious intersection where, like, three people have left the road this past month at that same intersection.
Really?
So, again, he's fine.
He's fine. I'm glad he's okay.
But everyone's having a week.
Everyone's having a real week. Yeah, within the CT scan business.
I guess it's my turn. I'm gonna fall and hit my head before the end of the show.
Okay.
Mark my words.
Oh, Jeff, you're so extreme.
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to be, like, sympathetic and, you know.
Yes. Yeah, you want to...
I want to take the attention away from you.
Put it upon yourself.
As I turn your microphone down. And just. But I'm glad you're fine.
Yeah, I'm okay. I think I just need to eat more meat.
And it's been really, like, oppressively humid and hot. Like, everyone's just getting drained. And it's got to affect us after, like, what, 3 weeks of just...
Maybe.
It's probably not helping.
Yeah.
But like
we try our best.
We do. But like you said, shout out to everyone at KGH.
They were so kind. They were so nice. You know, basically, you know, I had one girl, Megan, on one side holding my hand. And the other side, I had Joel. Joel's like holding my hand. I'm like looking at him like, will you marry me? Like, it was just craziness.
Yeah.
The drama of it all.
So you're just going to keep going back and trying to find
Joel?
Yeah,
just see if I can find Joel. Joel.
Did he have a ring on his finger, or did they have to take it off for the CT scan?
I don't know. Like, I didn't see because I was too busy thinking my life was over,
right?
But
of course.
But he held my hand. It was really sweet. He was a ginger. That's what I remember.
Oh,
I remember
gingers.
He was a ginger.
There we go.
Really, really, really kind.
Ginger Joel. We're
ginger
looking for
Joel.
You.
Like, where are you, Ginger Joel?
Amazing.
Yeah. So.
Well, a lot of those people that work at KGH are Old Farm Fine customers, and so I'm wondering if any of our old farmers helped you out, but
maybe, probably.
You never know.
Probably,
yeah.
They're very nice, though. Everyone was nice, and I just sat there while I was also waiting, like in emergency, just listening to what's happening.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're fine.
Yeah.
And I'll give you the best medicine that I can give you, which is great tunes for the next little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Food for the soul. Come on now.
Absolutely. Speaking of food for the soul, the last set, we heard a brand new track from Kingston's own The Merengues. That was their track, Shambles.
Mm-hmm.
Not too shabby. Also in there, we had a cover, Los Diablos doing Me Tratas Mai, which
nice.
It's a cover of, I forget, but if you were listening, you would have heard it. Anyways, we also had Edwin Starr with Running Back and Forth, and we opened up that previous set with Goldie Boutillier.
Yeah. Why not?
Goldie Bouillon Cube.
Yeah.
Canada's own new track called Angel and the Saint.
Mm-hmm.
Right here on CFRC. We're going to keep things a-rockin' and a-rollin'.
Yeah, let's go.
Got another new track from Canada's own Dear Rouge. And this one's called Garbage.
Garbage.
From your hot garbage host in the morning. Me, Jeff the Nerd.
Yeah, I'm Simone the Moan.
You're a finely rinsed recyclable.
There we go.
Let's get to it.
Even though everything has changed. This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
We had these bodies.
Say it in Russian.
When we woke up, we had these bodies.
Now say nuclear vessels.
No.
top. 700,000 rednecks know there ain't no gonna make me stop. There ain't no gonna make me stop. Oh, yippee-ki-yay. I'm going all the way, I'm going all the way, I'm going all the way.
And this is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Now what you gonna do about a 8:30?
Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And it's Indie Morning Wake Up. If you're just joining us, we're here on CFRC, the place to be.
Yes, it is.
Greatest radio station on Earth.
Yeah, and this part of the woods, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're on Earth. We count, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And speaking of great stuff, we just heard from Rudy Ray Moore with his classic, What You Gonna Do?
What You Gonna Do?
I'm gonna
when they come for you. Bad boys.
We should play that sometime.
We should.
We haven't done the cops theme, yeah.
Seeing as, you know, Will Smith and companies made their triumphant return.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, getting hot sauce in his eyes and everything.
There you go.
Before that, we heard Nikki Lane with 700,000 Rednecks. Love that one. Also in there, we had the Supremes with Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart.
Ooh.
If you have a heart itch, you should probably go to the hospital.
Yeah, you should get that looked at.
Yeah, and then find what's his name at the hospital.
Ginger Joel.
It's like, hey man, my heart's itching.
Yes.
Time for some invasive surgery. We opened it up with Dia Rouge and their new track, Garbage. My name is Jeff the Garbage Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Nice. Right on. This time of morning, we like to get a little hungry. A mite peckish, as they say.
Yes, yes.
And we like to talk about our glorious sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. Down at the corner of Barry and Clergy Street. Look for the little red house.
On the corner there.
All the plant seedlings are gone, so you just got to look for the patio furniture.
Yeah, which is kind of cute, the white furniture.
I was sitting out there yesterday on my lunch break during the rain, it was very idyllic. Had the little canvas out and eating a little sausage roll and watching the rain come down. And it's a pretty pleasant time to be in the neighborhood. Things in downtown Kingston are a little more subdued.
A little quieter.
It's going to get a little crazier, though, because July 30th is the beginning of the Little League, the Canadian Little League Championships. Mm. And the opening ceremonies are going to be right down the street from Old Farm in the cricket field.
Right.
So I think we're going to be inundated with ice creamers.
Did you play Little League at all?
What? No.
No?
I'm a musical theater kid.
Okay. I had to ask. I want to know.
No, my brothers were the dumb ones that did
Little
League.
Dumb jocks?
Absolutely. Yeah. Think about it. You're playing on a team with all guys. It's not very indicative for romance. Unless you play for the other team, but that's beside the point.
Okay.
But being a teenager in music theater.
There's all the girls.
Have you ever shot fish in a barrel before? It's fantastic. A little bit later on, the teens are going to be coming into CFRC Studios because they're running the day camp right now.
We'll see some eyes.
Yes, indeed.
Will be upon us.
It'll bring me back to my days as like a youth in the arts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see.
So you're a theater kid.
Yes.
So
me.
You did a lot of singing?
Did a lot of singing. Musicals? Did a lot of dancing. Triple threat. Oh, yeah.
Triple threat?
Heck yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Mm.
We'll get more into that a little bit later on.
Okay. I'll hold you to it.
Totally. But let's talk about breakfast.
Okay.
We had some delicious breakfast from Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
We had the County Roasters coffee from out in Picton.
Yes, that's perking us up. You feel perked up?
I feel a little bit
brighter than I did last week.
You're looking better than last week.
Yeah, looking a little bit better before I was just kind of like going to sleep.
So
I had a raspberry tart.
Amazing.
Yeah. What did you?
Sticky bun.
Nice.
Yeah. Oomen's Bakery Sticky Bun or Oomen's Bakery.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Oomen's in town.
Yeah.
If you're looking at Oomen's Glass, it's pronounced Oomen's.
That's right, Oomen's Glass.
But then if you're looking at the bakery, it's pronounced Oomen's.
Okay.
I was told that very sternly.
Do not get it mixed up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you weren't feeling too hot last week, and so my prescription, because I am, of course, a medical genius, was beef.
Yes, you're like, I know what it is. You need meat.
You need meat, so we took you to Old Farm.
Yes.
I slung you over my shoulder like a sack of potatoes.
Yes.
Carried you through the rain.
I insisted on wearing open-toe sandals in a downpour.
It was really coming down. But we got you some meat from Old Farm.
Yeah, you got me some meat.
Yeah.
You drove me home, made sure I'm still alive.
Yeah, exactly. Shook you awake when we got to your house.
You are the hostess with the mostest.
Thank you.
Yes.
But if you're feeling a little drained these days, maybe that's all you need is just get down to Old Farm, get some good food into you.
Yeah, good quality.
Good quality.
It really does make a difference, to be honest.
We just got in a shipment of frozen grass-fed beef from Double J Farms out on Howe Island.
Yeah.
That's the best stuff.
The best
in town.
Because not only is it grass-fed, it's grass-finished.
And it's delicious.
You know? They feed from the time the cow is a baby. So when the cow's a teen, I don't know how
an
old this is.
An angsty teen.
You know, they get grass.
Just imagining a cow with like a little emo swoop God, Mom.
Yeah.
What do I have to keep eating grass
for? Oh my goodness. Like, why do I have to go in the barn?
Smack in the back of the head.
So from that time to the time when they're, no longer want to be around their parents.
Yeah.
It's grass fed.
It's the best.
Yeah, they get the grass. What I'm trying to say is that they're fed grass though their whole life.
Indeed,
their whole life. And so, in turn, you are getting all that nutrient, all those nutritional benefits.
And
so it's good for you.
Life, Simone, is made up of milestones,
yes.
Right? Certain things in your time that you remember most. You know, high school graduation.
Yes,
the first time
that.
You kiss someone, or
yes, that
the first
was,
time
yeah,
you see Star
that.
Wars.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I still remember the first time I tried Double J beef, and I remember I was taken aback thinking, like, this is what meat is supposed to taste like.
Yeah, and it looks different too.
Yeah.
It looks different because when you go to any regular store and get your ground beef, it'll be kind of like a lighter color, but if you compare it to Double J, it's
yeah.
like it's a dark red.
It's real,
yeah,
real red meat.
It looks different. You're getting it from one place. When you go to the grocery store, you're getting cows mixed up from all over the world, kind of mixed up in there, right? So
at least you know where it's coming from.
You know where it's coming from. Yeah. Good people, hardworking people.
We're in barbecue season now, so you want to impress your friends. We have preformed patties as well.
Ooh.
And some sirloin tip roasts if you feel like doing a roast.
Yeah, but I should give that a try.
There's a lot of good stuff going on at the
old
farm.
I'm excited. I'm gonna follow you there.
Good.
Today.
Nice.
And get some meat.
Meat! Amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, it's 10 to 9. You got us for another hour, but we're going to play a few more tracks. And then at 9 o'clock, we're going to do our community events roundup.
Okay.
Find out what's going on in and around town.
Yeah.
So we'll get to it. We got a brand new track from Art Deco. I think they're out of Ottawa. This one's called I Feel Alive. My name's The Nerd.
And I'm The Moan.
Vision blurred when the music hit like a cannon blast and the drummer blends. My ears still ringing at the thought of it. I've been running wild, pacing the slow, and I've been alive since the day I was born. The fire's inside, it's automatic. When the temperature's hot, I'll be ready. Dancing on the corner, dancing in the street, dancing even if the shoe don't fit. If you give me an inch, I'll burn up a mile and laugh in the ashes with an innocent smile. So don't threaten me with a good time. So know I'll be there and you better believe it. Ooh, you can't stop me now. You know I'm always up for a good time. Even with the heat on low.
I'm Sega presents one champion of good, one pawn of evil. It's Sonic and Knuckles. Not only is it the greatest Sonic game ever, it also comes with lock-on technology. Plug in Sonic 2 and use Knuckles to play in a whole new way. Plug in Sonic 3 for 34 megs of power, new worlds, and surprise endings. Sonic and Knuckles with lock-on technology, only on Sega Genesis. Sonic and Knuckles, other game cartridges, and Sega Genesis.
Outside, you wanna try? She just looked at me and rolled them my big eyes and said, "Ooh, I'd do anything for you, 'cause you're a rocker." That's right, I'm a rocker.
Yeah. Welcome to intermission.